In this podcast of Standing in the Gap, I want to talk a little bit about grace and mercy. And the topic of this podcast would be His Grace is Sufficient. And that will be coming from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. And it'll be coming out of basically verse 9, where Paul is going through and dealing with some things. And he asks of the Lord to remove these things. And he doesn't ask once, not just twice, but three times it's noted. And the reply from God was simply this, that Paul relayed. And that was that for this thing that he looked out and seek from the Lord, this thing, this flesh eating thing in his side, this problem, this issue, this thing from Satan, he said he reached out thrice, three times, that it might depart from him. How many of us have this thing, this problem, this issue that we can't shake, and we're crying out to the Lord and waiting and looking for him to help us out of that situation? Well, here's the answer that was given to Paul, and we can use this in our lives. That answer was, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." Can we get that? Let's read that again. He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And then verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 12 reads, "Therefore, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in the reproaches, in the necessities, in the persecutions, in the distresses, for Christ's sake. For then, and when I am weak, then I am strong." So he most gladly take into the issues that's going on once you realize what God is trying to do in your life, that he is strengthening you, making you stronger, making myself stronger as you and I walk in this world that is unsaved and slowly being pushed towards Satan. Satan is the messenger. And that messenger is saying that these things you cannot have, this great health you cannot have, this great opportunity you cannot have, for you have misstepped or you've done something wrong or you can't get it straight. That's Satan. And then Jesus comes in and say, well, it's okay because my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength, that's God's strength, is made perfect in a weakness. And why is that? Why is his strength made perfect? It is to show us that we are nothing of our own. We have no strength within ourselves. And when you do, and if you do, you would start to exhaust and boast of yourself and make yourself haughtier than you are. And therefore, you're taken away the glory that should be given to God. So God basically allows us to go through things, allows us to be in need of things, to allow Satan to come in and test us. You remember Job? Satan was up there with Jesus, with God and the angels. And he said, okay, go and try my servant Job. There's none like him. Try him as you will, but just don't kill him. And he did everything to Job, took his wife, his kids, his family, make him sick. I mean, when I say sick, sick like you and I would never believe. And then he brought them all back, brought his health back, gave him family, gave him kids, gave him wealth. He blessed him. Job gave in to whatever God wanted, and he never cursed God. He accepted that God's grace and mercy was sufficient. And that's what we have to do. We have to rely on the Lord to realize that it's not our strength that gets us through day to day. It's not a matter of we need a new car, we need a house, oh, we need some more clothes, we need some more shoes, oh, we need some more money. No, those are not needs. Those are wants and desires. All we need is to put our strength in our mind, in our health, everything into God's hand, and then let him work his will through us, through the infirmities, through all of the persecution, the people talking about you, through all the shortcomings that you may have. You rely on the Lord to make you strong so that you might give him the glory when you come out on the other end. And make no mistake about it, the Lord have a purpose for you and I, and he will take care of his children. He will supply all of our needs, and that we can be thankful and grateful for. Let everybody say amen. May God bless you and keep you. Good evening.